Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back at 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and that's all we wanted, isn't it, folks? Just a little respect. That's all we want. We want a little respect from our bankers. We want a little respect from our customers. And sometimes we even want a little respect from our employees. As hard as that might be to believe, sometimes we, you know, I've how many of you out there have been like me in the past and you realize that, you know, what's wrong with this picture? Because I'm working for my employees. They're not working for me. And somebody who knows all about that is our human resources expert on the Brain Trust, Mr. William Hubbard. Bill Hubbard is our good friend and an original member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of The New Battle Over Workplace Privacy and the Medical Privacy Rule, which is his new book. And he's our good friend, Bill. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Always glad to be here and struggling to get my respect as well, I guess.
We just don't seem to... We're like with the Rodney Dangerfields of the marketplace, small business owners. Bill, we don't get no respect, do we?
Well, that's a good comparison. And I've had some situations where I've did some jobs, and it seems like that's kind of the circumstance.
Yeah. But, you know, this is a time in the marketplace when we actually ought to be able to fix that by behaving. We have the ability more than ever before to be more professional, even more professional in managing our businesses, and professional at a level that is comparable to some of the big companies, people who have lifetime executives running the shop and managers coming out of their ears and you know, somebody in charge of the blue colors and somebody else in charge of the green color. You know, every little job has its own division to run it. And which is not how it is with small businesses, but with the information that's available to us today, and like the things that you're going to talk to us about, Bill, we have the ability to be more professional, don't we? More effective.
We really do, and I think there's a lot of things that a small business can do, whether it's establishing a very professional looking internet presence or a very professional manner in which you're presenting your business to your prospects and to your clients, the manner in which you present your proposals, the manner in which you sell your service, the manner in which you deliver your service or deliver or provide the products that you provide. There's a lot of things that you can do that don't give the ma and pa type of impression, but rather to dress up what your presentation is, dress up the manner in which you're marketing and selling and presenting your product. And certainly a key issue is that on-site or availability in terms of the service that you provide directly to the customer.
Exactly. Bill, one of the things I mentioned earlier was that you wanted to talk about securing and safeguarding our electronic information.
Yes.
30 years ago, we transmitted very little information electronically other than by verbal phone message.
Right.
Even 30 years ago, there were virtually no fax machines. And so unless you were a big company, you know, transmitting information, most of us didn't do it that way electronically. But today we transmit a lot and we store a lot of information. We transmit a lot of it wirelessly these days, a lot of information. And some of that information involves our employees' health care, doesn't it?
It involves their health care. It involves medical information, medical records, their health claims. All of this information is moving in that electronic direction, as is most large databases of information. And so one of the areas that has come up in relation to this is this new federal regulation referred to as HIPAA. HIPAA is the acronym for the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act. Actually, it's been around since 1996. And it deals with medical privacy, which is an issue that we've talked about back in, actually, 2 years ago in 2003.
Right.
And now the upcoming requirement deals with HIPAA security, which has an April deadline of 2005 that provides guidelines for organizations on how to handle and safeguard their electronic information.
Well, and, you know, Bill, there's so many different ways that this information can get away from you. It can get away from you in on a floppy disk, can it? On a CD where it's been placed. It can get away from you through hackers.
It's much easier to get away from you because you don't as readily see it.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of locked in that box on your desk, and it might be on a disk or it might be in that hard drive, and you just don't see it as readily. So you're kind of inclined to think, well, it's in there, it's okay. Whereas if it was a piece of paper, and this piece of paper had confidential information, and it was sitting on the top of your desk, then you're more conscious about, oops, that's confidential, I better turn it over, I better put it in an envelope, I better mark it confidential.
Put it in a file and lock the door.
Exactly. And so with that tangible piece of paper, we had a little more awareness of how we were treating confidential information. But now that it's in the computer, and it's electronic, and it's flying through the wires, it's like, oh, we can't see it, I guess it's okay. And so this is one of the reasons that email has become such a difficult animal to control, so to speak, because we have this tendency to feel, well, gee, I'm communicating from my email to somebody else. I get on with a password, and nobody else is going to see that. But there's a lot of ways that email or other electronic information can escape, can be disclosed, hackers.
If it's not encrypted, it's available to virtually the world.
Very literally, yes.
I don't know how to do it. I don't do that sort of thing. You don't either, Bill. But there are people out there who are not that much above us in terms of technological capability that know how to intercept our emails.
Yes, yes, they are. And
Bill, there's another thing. You know, we all make sure that, or I say we all do. Prudent people make sure that our connection to the internet is secure by having firewalls and virus protection and that sort of thing. But more and more of us are using wireless technology. And there's another kind of security that's required to really put the full belt and suspenders approach to your security, and that is protecting people from intercepting your wireless communication between your computer, your laptop, and your router.
That's a good point.
They can park outside of your house. I don't want to sound like I'm being paranoid here, Bill, but it is possible for people to park outside of your house or your office, and with the right equipment, which doesn't take an awful lot, I understand, they can literally intercept those wireless communications. Now, when we come back, we're going to get you to tell us why should we care about all this. And that's coming up after these messages. Bill Hubbard is our guest. William S. Hubbard, the author of The New Battle Over Workplace Privacy and The Medical Privacy Rule. I'm nationwide. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Bill Hubbard is our guest. William Hubbard is the author of all the books that I've been telling you about, including this new one, The Medical Privacy Rule, which is not really, it's not only a book, is it, Bill? It's a CD, isn't it?
It's also on CD, and there's actually one more new one coming out as well, The HIPAA Security Rule, a guide for employers and healthcare providers, and that one is available actually only on CD.
Uh-huh.
My thought being that the HIPAA security deals with information systems issues, and these are the people that work on the computer, and they're not used to turning pages. They're used to flipping keyboards and screens. So,
and does that include forms that they need?
That one has sample forms, sample policies, sample checklists. It focuses on or builds from the HIPAA security rule, which we're talking about, but it is very useful for any enterprise that has a computer that has and wants to protect information that's inside that computer. Here's a whole host of guidelines on how to protect your system.
Bill, tell us where we can find your books and your CDs and more information about you.
Medicalprivacy.info is the website that I've put up that deals with the HIPAA security issues and HIPAA medical privacy issues, and there's links there to my human resources consulting activity as well. And I also have e-commerce up there where we can sell the books to you and get them shipped out.
Do you believe, Bill, folks, we're going to get back to the question I asked a minute ago, but before we do, Bill, do you think, now the HIPAA, a privacy rule law, became effective last April, right?
2003.
Okay. It's been 2 years, hasn't it?
It's coming up on that, yes.
Yeah, okay. So in 2003, the privacy law became effective. This April, if I'm not mistaken, the security part of that law becomes effective.
Exactly.
All right. Do you believe after all this time, and this is, folks, this is a major body of law, isn't it? Isn't it, Bill? This HIPAA requirement. It's a major body of law. There's some serious consequences to this. Do you think, Bill, after all this time, that there's still a lot of ignorance, maybe even denial about where the exposure is out there?
Very, very definitely. A lot of organizations don't really know fully the impact of what they're supposed to be doing. They've covered a couple of the basic issues, so when you go to the doctor's office, you get a privacy notice, and you sign something acknowledging that you've seen their privacy policy. But a lot of them really have not taken the full range of steps to define their guidelines to protect all of the various privacy issues and questions that come up. And I know this for a fact because I get questions that are basic elements that were in the regulation that should be in effect from 2 years ago. And there's still a lot of confusion out there about what is supposed to be done.
Well, and this fits into our question about what are the consequences of not securing your data, your electronic data that you're transmitting about the medical condition, the medical situation of your employees. When I deal with people who are knee deep, or maybe I should say up to their eyeballs in HIPAA activity, I get the idea that they're following the paperwork requirements. They're doing all the obligatory, obvious things, but when it comes to the organization really practicing what it seems to me that the HIPAA law requires, it hasn't gotten all the way down into the rank and file of the organization. What do you think?
Well, I would say that's true, and I would say that in part because of that is because they have not followed all of the policy definition requirements that are part of the regulation. Because the privacy rule and the security rule both say you should have written privacy policies, written security policies, and you train your employees and you designate a security officer or privacy officer to lead this process, and you define steps in terms of not only the training but disciplinary procedures if a rule is violated, and investigatory procedures or incident procedures in case an incident occurs if you need to find out what happened. And so both of the regulations define these steps that guide the process and really help an organization to deal with that. And, yes, it does take a little bit of effort to write 10 or 15 policies,
right,
and define that and implement it and train your people. But once that's in place, then your people know the job, and they can serve the customer, serve the patient, and do things properly and effectively and protect the electronic information.
But that's why what you provided, and what is the price of your newest CD?
The new CD is $49.95.
Well, and folks, for $49.95, you can become educated about this. And Bill writes in plain English. Bill, what are the consequences of not being HIPAA compliant?
There are criminal penalties. There could be jail time for deliberate misuse of information. There can be civil penalties, like a fine, and these are in the tens of thousands of dollars.
And that's for non-deliberate stuff, too?
That's for non-deliberate stuff, but disregard or failure to follow with the regulation.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I think even more importantly is you can have loss of customer confidence in your enterprise if you're not properly handling private information and you're disclosing it.
Not to mention the fact that an employee could sue you if some of this information gets out inappropriately.
That's another possibility as well. So
that to me, that seems like almost the biggest part of it. Who knows? But folks, I hope you'll become, if you have employees, even if you're not part of the medical industry, if you have employees and you're involved in any way, fashion, or form, you're connected to their medical information, you need to understand the HIPAA law. Bill Hubbard, give us your website quickly.
Medicalprivacy.info. I've got a free HIPAA security checklist available on request.
Thank you very much, Bill. See you next time.
Glad to be here.
Bill Hubbard, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. Got to take a quick break. Right back with Barbara Weltman. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.